This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. When we see paintings in museums from years or even centuries ago, we don't often think about the people who are responsible for keeping them in good condition. But painting conservation plays an essential part in making sure we can continue to see the masterpieces of the past. Joining me today to talk about painting conservation is Christine Ratke, paintings conservator with the Islamic Arts Museum Malaysia. Christine will also be giving a talk called Painting Conservation, Who Cares? This Sunday at Dharmata House in Kuala Lumpur. Thank you for joining me today, Christine.
Thank you for inviting me.
Perhaps the best place to start would be for you to tell us what exactly a painting conservator does.
So basically what paintings conservators do is to examine paintings and check their condition and see if they have any damages. And if they do, we will suggest a treatment and treat them. And depending on if the paintings are supposed to go to the storeroom or to display or for transport, you will have to do different treatments.
How did you find your way into becoming a painting conservator?
So I always liked drawing, and I've always been interested in art, but also enjoyed history and biology very much at school. And when I was 14, I read an article about a gilder. So I found that a very interesting profession. But after one of my very good friends started studying conservation, that's the first time I heard about conservation and got interested. So for me, it was natural to choose paintings conservation.
Yes. And what exactly about painting conservation attracted you?
Because you both work with your hands, but also do a lot of research and reading, writing, and now more and more important also you have to communicate what you do. So I really like that combination.
You've joined the Islamic Arts Museum Malaysia since last year, March.
Yes.
Where were you originally from and where were you before you joined?
Yes, so I'm originally from Germany, but when I was 15, my family and I moved to Norway, and that's also where I studied paintings conservation. And after I finished my studies in 2014, I moved to Denmark to work on a project there. And when that project was finished, I moved to the Netherlands and started working at one of the big conservation studios there, the Stichting Atelier Restauratie Limburg. And I did two big projects there. Then I heard about the position at the Islamic Arts Museum and applied for the job.
So is this the first time you've lived in Asia?
Yes.
What has it been like for you?
Amazing, really amazing. It's so different than what I'm used to. The culture or cultures, the food, the weather. Yes, it's been so great to have the opportunity to move here.
And what exactly do you do at the Islamic Arts Museum Malaysia?
So my main project at the museum is to prepare paintings for an exhibition which will be held at the British Museum in 2019. And the paintings are Orientalist paintings. And with Orientalist paintings, that means paintings which have been painted by European painters. And the motifs usually depict interiors or landscape from the Middle East and also Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what exactly does this entail in terms of preparing the paintings for the exhibition?
That means that, first of all, I have to look at all of them. And so that is called a condition check to see if they have any damages. And then I have to write treatment proposals because there's always several options to treat a painting. Then I would do the treatment, and I also give input on how to pack the paintings so they will arrive safe in England.
What exactly does treating a painting mean?
Treating means that paintings can have different damages, and paintings are complex objects. They consist of very many different materials, and all of those materials react with the environment, with the relative humidity, with temperature, and they can also be damaged by impact from humans, for instance, or from insects as well. So the damages we see can be, for instance, that there's flaking paint, or there's cracks in the panel, or there's tears and holes in the canvas. So I would need to find the appropriate methods and materials to treat the painting and to respect the original materials as well.
And what does that mean, to respect the original material?
That means, for instance, if you have a paint loss, so if there is paint missing in the paint layer, that you don't repair it with materials or methods which will harm the original materials. So you want to use materials which are easily removable in the future. And you also want to constrict the, for example, retouch to only the damaged area and not to cover original paint layers.
In terms of doing this kind of work, both the treatment, the restoration sometimes, does it differ based on what kind of paintings you're talking about?
Yes, it does. And that depends on what I mentioned before, that before you start a treatment, you have to know the purpose of the treatment. So you have to ask yourself, is the painting going to be displayed or is it going to a storeroom? Because that will influence the treatment a lot, which means, for instance, if you have a painting which is unstable, or if you have a painting which goes to storage, you want to make sure that it's stable, that there's no paint which is flaking off. But you might not necessarily need to retouch the painting. But if the painting goes on display, you would like to retouch damages which can be aesthetically disturbing.
What do you think about the field of painting conservation or art conservation in general in Malaysia?
The field is very small. And as far as I know, you cannot become a paintings conservator in Malaysia. I think you can take some courses in conservation. But in order to be a conservator, you have to have a bachelor and then a master's degree. So I only met one other paintings conservator working in Malaysia, and she was from Portugal. So there's definitely a demand for it.
Is this similar to the situation around the world? Are painting conservators people who are in demand but not necessarily always easily available?
No, I think the situation now is that more paintings conservators, and maybe also conservators in general, are being educated, but there's not that many jobs, especially not many full-time jobs in museums. There were more in the past, but now there are more people who work privately, who have their own studios.
So more as a consulting or freelance basis?
Yes. Exactly.
And why is the job of a conservator so important?
It's important because we take care of our fellow heritage, and we as conservators can contribute a lot to understanding the past, understanding which materials artists used before, understanding why paintings look like they look now, because all materials change. So paintings also look different now than when the artist first painted them.
I'm speaking to Christine Ratke, paintings conservator with the Islamic Arts Museum Malaysia, who will be giving a talk on what her job entails this Sunday at Dharmata House. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to Christine Ratke, paintings conservator with the Islamic Arts Museum Malaysia. Christine will be giving a talk about her field this Sunday at Dharmata House. Christine, tell me a little bit about what you need to learn and what kind of training you go through to become a paintings conservator.
So the training consists both of practical and theoretical courses. And in my case, I took a bachelor in conservation first and then a master's in paintings conservation. What you learn is you learn both about preventative conservation, which has to do with how you can safely store, display and transport paintings and objects. And you also have practical courses where you learn about the materials and methods which have been used and also which are used today. You also, when you study paintings conservation, you have courses in art history and, very important, also chemistry. Because as a conservator, we usually make our own materials or recipes for making our own varnishes and fillers, because we want to be in control of what materials we actually put on an artwork. So chemistry is important.
So it sounds to me like working in your profession needs expertise in a whole lot of fields that are actually quite different from each other. Art on the one hand, science on the other, history. How does a person become interested and knowledgeable in all of these areas?
I think you can never become an expert in all of them. But what I also like about this field is that often people don't become or start about thinking about start studying conservation right after high school. But maybe they have experience in other fields before they enter conservation. So there are many people with different backgrounds, and that also they contribute with their knowledge, and that's a big advantage. And what's important for me as a conservator is also to cooperate with other people. In the Islamic Arts Museum, we also have an analytical chemistry where there are two chemists working, and that's great, because I mean I had two semesters of chemistry, but they have a very deeper knowledge of chemistry, of course, and a much better understanding. So it's great to be able to talk to them and learn from them as well.
And do you have to be an artist yourself, or at least able to paint in some way?
It's an advantage if you can draw and also paint, but the actual retouching is only a very little part of painting's conservation. It's an important part, and you cannot be colorblind if you want to become a conservator, but there's so much more to it. There's also many reports which need to be written.
So it's not all about going out on the field and examining paintings. It's also research and note-taking and detailing reports?
Yes, yes. That's also, and that's very important because the documentation is very important in conservation, that you document both your findings and also your actions, what you do. That will make it much easier for our colleagues in the future to understand paintings.
So what are some of the most interesting projects that you've worked on thus far?
I think definitely the paintings I worked on in the Netherlands. the title of the paintings is The Menagerie of Prince Wilhelm V. Was a very interesting project. On one hand, because of the size of the painting, I've never before worked on paintings which were so large, so that required also a lot of planning, a lot of communication between us as a team. And I also like the fact that we restored the paintings in public. It was in the Bonnefanten Museum. They have an open studio there. So we worked behind a glass wall, and sometimes groups would also come in and would be able to ask us questions.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm.
And do you think that initiatives like that, allowing people to actually see what you do, creates awareness about the importance of your job?
Yes, it does. And it's very important because we mostly work behind the scenes. So it's good. It's a good opportunity for us to show what we do and why it's important. And it's also good to get feedback on what people think about what we do. And I think also now, when funding gets less and conservation work is time-consuming and expensive, it's important to know why we have to spend a lot of time on what we do.
And speaking of things like funding, what are some of the challenges that you face in your field?
I think a big challenge is the current job situation, that there's not a lot of full-time jobs. Often you have to be willing to move not only within the country but also to other countries if you want to stay in the field. Can be a disadvantage or a challenge. But on the other hand, it's also a great opportunity because in that way you get to know so many people and also practices vary in different countries. So in that way you will experience them.
And so this talk that you're going to give this weekend,
yes.
What kind of subjects are you planning to cover in it?
So the talk is going to be an introduction to paintings conservation, to raise awareness about the profession and maybe also to inspire other people to become paintings conservators or conservators, because there's also other specializations as well. And I am also going to talk about three projects which I've done.
And what are these three projects that you're going to talk about?
So the first project I'm going to talk about is a medieval altarpiece from Northern Europe, which I've been consolidating. So consolidating is basically if you have flaking paint which is about to fall off or has fallen off, and you glue it back with an adhesive. That's called consolidation.
And what altarpiece is this?
It's called the Brarup altarpiece, and it was made in northern Germany. It belongs to a church in Denmark. It was commissioned for the church in the 1470s, and it has been in the same church for the whole time.
So this would be a project that you would work on in the church itself?
In this case, we didn't, because the treatment took more than half a year.
Wow.
Yes. So in this case, the altarpiece was transported to the studio.
And then you're talking about two other projects as well, yes?
Yes. The other project is a project I've done in the Netherlands with five large-scale paintings which belong to the Royal Collection in the Netherlands. I want to talk about this project because of all the challenges and possibilities you have when treating objects which are so big. And the third project is because I want to also highlight the research part in conservation. So I'm going to talk about my master project, which was a small easel painting, probably from the Netherlands, from the 17th century. The artist is unknown, where I did research on deterioration phenomena called metal soaps. So metal soaps, they almost look like little grains. And metal soaps, they usually form if you have a binding medium, which is an oil, and a pigment, which contains metal. It is reaction which will take place over time and which will influence the appearance of paints.
So when you work on these projects, are they typically things that you would do on your own, or do you work with a team?
Yeah, it really depends. So when I was working in the Netherlands, we were a team of four conservators who worked together for the whole project. But here at the Islamic Arts Museum, I'm the only paintings conservator. So that's also what I like about this job, that you have these possibilities both to have projects on your own and also projects with others, because you learn so much about yourself.
In your line of work, you're handling works of art that are, you know, hundreds of years old and that are incredibly sort of precious and almost priceless. And is there a sense when you're working on it that, oh my goodness, like I have to be incredibly careful about what I'm doing?
Yes, and that's also why we always do tests before we start working on an object. You never just start cleaning, using solvents to clean a varnish. You always start with small tests and see how the surface reacts. And then you work in bigger areas step by step. Yes.
And it sounds very much like a job that you learn as you go along as well.
Yes, yes, it is. And every painting is also different. What the materials and methods you used on one painting might not work on the other, even though they look similar, but they behave differently.
And now that you've been working in Asia for a year, do you find that there's a difference in the way you were working in Europe compared to you're working here now?
Yes, in a way, because back in Europe, I had a lot of colleagues which also were paintings conservators. So if I have doubts, it was always easy just to talk. But here, of course, I keep in touch with all my friends and colleagues. And if I have questions, I always ask them. But because I'm on myself, I have to be able to make decisions much more independent.
And in terms of the Orientalist paintings that you are working on at the Islamic Art Museum Malaysia, what are some of the challenges or issues that you've been encountering?
Some of them have flaking paint and also deformations in the canvas. And but most of them are in good condition. So there's minor damages, yeah.
And is there a certain kind of personality that you think is well suited to being a conservator?
I think what I often hear is that people tell me that, oh, you have to be so patient. And yes, that's true. But I think even more important is that you are good at finding solutions and good at making compromises.
What do you mean by making compromises?
For instance, displaying a painting means that the painting is exposed to light, and light can deteriorate paintings.
Yeah.
So ideally, maybe it would be best to keep the painting in the dark. So you have to find a compromise. So you have to advise on the right light levels and light sources.
What do you find the most exciting about your job?
I think it's a real privilege to be able to be so close to works of art and to treat them and to look at them. I think what I like best is also that in my work I work with a lot of different people. You work with owners and collectors, with curators, with the public, with the people transporting paintings. So you meet a lot of different people.
I think it's sort of easy to assume from the outside that someone who's a conservator is someone who works behind the scenes, doesn't really talk to many people, is much more just them and the paintings. But from what I hear you say, it actually involves a lot of communicating and talking to people.
Yes, it does. Yes. You have to communicate, for instance, why this treatment is necessary or why this painting is not suitable to go on display. So communication is also important when it comes to understanding paintings, how they look now and how they might have looked. So by examining paintings, you can find out if, for instance, a color has faded, and then you can communicate that to the curator.
So you do work with the curators in terms of contextualizing the art and providing sort of a background for how they might want to present the work.
Yes, yes.
And do you feel at the end of a project, when you look at this work that you've contributed towards conserving, that you've now had a small part in what that work is?
Oh, I never thought about it like that. I think I've more thought about it as if the painting has been very damaged, that now you can appreciate the painting instead of being disturbed by the damages.
Thank you for joining me, Christine.
Thank you for inviting me.
I've been speaking to Christine Ratke, paintings conservator with the Islamic Arts Museum Malaysia. She's giving a talk called Painting Conservation, Who Cares? This Sunday on the 15th of April at Dharmata House in Kuala Lumpur. Admission is free, and for more information, visit facebook.com/peopleideasculture. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app, which is available on the App Store or Google Play. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.